Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the lesson just read. Perspective. It's something that we all have to take, and the outcome of our life is frequently dependent upon it. Having the right perspective. I was reminded of this a couple summers ago when my family and I were at Disney World in Florida. We went into one of their theaters, and after being seated, the film began with this huge dog kind of coming across the screen. And as he went across the screen, suddenly he looks at the audience. And then he comes towards the audience, and his body is receding, his nose is getting bigger. And finally, all you see in the screen is this big nose sniffing away at the audience. You felt like a little bug in the grass. And as he sniffs and sniffs, suddenly there's a bit of wheezing, and then a great explosion as he sneezes, and the Disney World people had equipped that theater with a sudden spray right at that moment, which would probably feel good now. But it was a delightful entertainment. And I still remember how small one felt because you had a new perspective. Well, today's gospel lesson holds before us a perspective that you know and I know. John and James exhibit it, but it's a part of our nature as the children of Adam and Eve. And that perspective is to position ourselves. James and John wanted to be positioned in the kingdom that would come. And they knew how to do it. They knew how to get ahead of Peter and to manipulate it. They would approach our Lord quietly and with his blessing be positioned to there be powerful and mighty in the kingdom to come. Well, our Lord addresses those disciples, and he addresses us with a call to a fresh and a different perspective that comes not from our flesh, but from him and from God, his heavenly Father. Jesus says, you know, if you want to be great, become a diakonos, a servant. And if you want to be great in the kingdom, become a doulos, a slave of all. Well, now, those of you who are taking summer Greek, and certainly those who are taking Hebrew, know how your perspective has improved this summer. All of life now seems better, doesn't it? Sleep is sounder, breathing is deeper, but above all else, those scriptures are sparkling with new contours and richness. And at the heart of those original languages is Christ. For it's the portrait of Christ in those original tongues that give us this fresh and wonderful perspective that now the Son of Man came not to serve, but to give his life a ransom for many. How our world needs that perspective. It looks at a seminary, at seminarians, and at deaconesses with a bit of suspicion and even caution and fear. Because underneath, this world senses that you and I see things differently. Our perspective has been ground in the lens of the cross. And Christ has taken us and joined us to that cross in our baptism and joined us to his new life in the resurrection. So that now we can go to announce to this world a wonderful and yet a foreign perspective. Eye hath not seen, nor has ear heard, by what comes out of the heart of man, this perspective. It's divine, for it was delivered by our Lord. And what is that perspective? Well, it's a reversal. This world fears God. It may hold up its temporary might as though that were significant, but underneath it knows that very soon there will come judgment. And the world in its deepest heart fears God, as though he were an attack dog ready to devour the human race. And we can announce to that fear-filled world a new perspective. That in Christ, God is longing for, searching for, reaching for every contrite sinner. And that all those who are in Christ are now holy and innocent and free from sin and death. Those feelings don't come to you and to me naturally. That you're holy, innocent, perfect. You know better than that. The evidence is immediate every day, as it is for me. And yet, that evidence has been erased. Now God sees the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of Christ. When he looks at you and me, he sees that holiness, that righteousness, and he calls us to live now in that holy and wonderful shadow of the cross. St. James would learn what our Lord meant when he said, "You'll be baptized." In 44 A.D., he was the first to be martyred of the 12 by Herod Agrippa the First. And yet, that was not a loss. He went to his death, as did the other apostles save John, seeing the grace of God and announcing that grace of God and living out that mercy of God. And so we are called to do. With his mercy and with his grace, let us go to this world and invite people to see God truly, not as they construct in their fears, but as we truthfully know by faith. For the face of Christ holds before us the redemption of all the world. God grant you that new, that living perspective. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.